In concept, it's absolutely certain that this is a better alternative to fossil fuel use, but there are legal, economic, and market public management challenges to be met, and I think the people here are going to talk about those so that we have a realistic platform in which to talk about how we capitalize on that potential benefit.
Kind of give us a preview. What do you expect that we'll hear during this session? What are the problems and what do you see as the solutions?
Well, I'll let the speakers talk about solutions, but some of the problems are that you need an incentive to create markets in which carbon can be saved and renewable fuel can be produced. We need a legal structure. President Bush has charged EPA with implementing the Energy Independence and Security Act. And that's a tough set of regulations. We're going to hear about what's going on in that arena. And then we'll also hear about how difficult it is to set up markets for environmental benefits, which is part and parcel of what we need to do with renewable fuels.
How does a conference like this, I guess, help you get to those goals then?
Well, the Farm Foundation is outstanding in bringing together academics, government, and industry to talk about practical kinds of problems. So individuals aren't speaking to like minds. They're speaking to a diverse audience where ideas come back, challenges come back from the audience, and we'll end up with, I hope, a better picture of what the possibilities are.
You take this information back to Washington. I guess the idea is then you're able to pass this on to the policymakers, the different lawmakers, and see what they can implement?
That's Farm Foundation's intent, and all of us who are co-sponsoring this conference hope that that happens, yes.
Kitty Smith with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Ag Economic Research Service. Kitty, thanks for talking to us.
You're most welcome.